This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. This is Lock and Load. For some reason, I've all of a sudden gone mute. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at aeroprecisionusa.com. Joining me now from the, I'm presuming, I don't know if he has snow on the ground or not, but he's up there in Michigan somewhere, but he is the head of Sentinel Concepts, good friend of the show, tries to advise me when I'm not having one of my stupid moments, and doesn't desert me even though I have those stupid moments. And I'm talking about Mr. Steve Fisher, the Yeti. How are you doing today, sir?
Good, Bill. How are you?
I'm good. Did you have a Merry New Year and a Happy Christmas?
Yeah. It was actually pretty good. You know, it's the work never ends, but still doing.
You did something that interested me a while back. Now, Steve is one that actually talked me into getting a pickup truck, and I didn't get the same kind of pickup truck. I got the same name brand. I just didn't get the same trim, because when we were buying pickup trucks, it was basically, this is what we got, and you can buy that or nothing, right? Because that was...
Yep.
That was at the height of the semiconductor shortage. You also have a four-wheel drive pickup truck, an F-150, and you decided to go out and prepare and get stuck in the snow last winter.
Mm-hmm.
Now, considering what we saw in Buffalo, when they knew, I mean, now Buffalo, what kind of snowfall do you get up there in Michigan? Because you're not exactly in the metro area.
No, where I'm at, it's like national average stuff. You know, I might get, 40 inches a year, depending. Sometimes it's worse, you know, depending on what happens. But where the cottage is, you know, it's not uncommon to get over 100 a year, plus depending. And it's a pretty remote location, right? It's way back in the woods and stuff like that. So it's, it can be tricky at times.
Right. But... You know that, so you prepare for that, right?
Mm-hmm.
You are prepared for that. You're prepared for if you have to transport yourself. You're prepared if you cannot transport yourself. You've actually you've seen it, you understand it, and you know how to deal with it. Now, in Buffalo, where they have lake effect snowfall, where they have up to 8 feet of snow a year themselves, I'm just trying to understand how they lost 37 people. In the ways that they lost 37 people. Because a lot of them just died in their cars because they got stuck in the snow on the highway in plain view.
Yeah.
Now, if you had been in a position where you had to drive in Buffalo while the bomb cyclone was happening, what in your pickup truck, in the Ford F-150, is yours an XLT?
Yeah.
So it's a four-wheel drive. Pretty nice truck, pretty capable truck. The electronic four-wheel drive, the times I've used it, I have found it to be flawless. What would you do knowing that you're going out there, knowing the bomb cyclone is coming, even though, now you would probably travel only if you had to travel, if you didn't have to travel, and, part of the problem was that too many people don't think for themselves, and they were waiting for them to ban travel, which they didn't do to the very last minute. What do you think killed most of these people?
I think first off, right, speculation, right, of course, that's right. You know, you don't look at this as how so or a, you know.
Okay, for some reason, you're warbling right now.
Oh, how about now?
Give me
better?
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
You're just like a steely-eyed missile man that way. Let's go.
Okay, please. I don't know what. So, tragic events, right? Tragic events. We don't really blame, you know, people on this for what either they don't know or what happened or the reasons why, right? We don't know why people were out in this. We can only speculate. So, you know, total tragedy. Any loss of life like this is often unnecessary. And that's part of it. The entire country knew for 2+ weeks that this event was coming. It was plastered all over the news, social media outlets, whatever it is. My first thing, you know, when we tell people, don't go out. Like, if you don't have to go, don't go. Like, why are you going? Like, I get it. It's over a holiday. It's Christmas. You know, people want to be out. They want to see family, whatever the case is. Don't go, right? I don't care where you live, Montana, Wyoming, Buffalo, New York, any place, you know, the Northeast that gets horrendous amounts of snow. A lot of it comes down to the preparedness of the individuals, the vehicles, things of that nature, right? How many people, because they're in an urban or, you know, city environment, gas stations are closed, right? I don't run out of fuel. I don't do this. I'll stop at the gas station. I'll top off the tank, do whatever. When I travel, my general rule is if I hit, you know, roughly below half a tank to 3/4 of a tank, even though my truck has extended range tanks on it and stuff like that, I always top it off because I don't know what's coming next, right? I don't know if we'll be stuck in a traffic jam, a blizzard. I've been in enough of them over the years with travel, being caught in them in Wyoming, Montana, Idaho, Oregon, things of that nature, and Michigan, that I always keep the truck topped off, right? All the vehicles are always topped off. They're always getting topped off. Based on what I'm seeing with weather reports, traffic conditions, all those things, right? So that's the first and foremost is have fuel to keep the vehicle running. That's the primary number one thing because it's a source of heat. Got it. Two, always dress like you're going to be prepared to have to walk home or to somewhere else. Now, again, certain events, that's always not possible, right? Like when you get dumped on with this immediate cold, negative wind chill temps and mass amounts of snow and drifting and blowing, that's sometimes not your best bet either. So ultimately, it still comes back to not going out. Baseline things to have in the vehicle and to have the vehicle prepared for these cases. And while I understand everybody's not capable sometimes financially or whatever the case is, I get that. This doesn't cost a lot of money to be prepared for these things. And a lot of lives probably could have been saved with some very simple things, right? Right. Inside staying home. So with this, you know, I keep a pack in the truck that has a lot of equipment, right for me, that I can either carry or just unload from the truck and have inside the compartment of the vehicle. A blanket is number one. Sleeping bag, a good blanket, one or two of those items goes a long way. Gloves. I keep extra ski caps, ski masks, and gloves compartmentalized in the vehicle, not only for myself, but if there's somebody else with me or I take somebody on board, right? I have things with me for them as well to sustain or support them. To keep the vehicle clear, as far as that goes, tailpipe, right? Keeping the exhaust clear. That would take some effort in that kind of weather, blowing and drifting. Yep, absolutely would. To keep down the carbon monoxide issues in the vehicle, backing up the car. And that may have been the cause of some of these people's demise.
Yeah. Hang on right there for me, if you will. We're coming up on the break. Talking to Steve, the Yeti Fisher from Sentinel Concepts. You can check him out at sentinelconcepts.com. Find out where his classes are and everything else. If you have never taken a Steve Fisher class, I heartily recommend it, simply because you're going to be coming away with your head. Your mind's going to be opened up to a couple of things that I'd never considered, mm-hmm. to be honest with you. But, hey, we got more to come on this when we get back. So stay tuned. We'll be back in just a second. This is Lock and Load. Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
All right, welcome back. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at aeroprecisionusa.com. I'm talking to Steve Fisher, the Yeti from Sentinel Concepts. And last winter, he did, I mean, did you mean to do this experiment? You did, didn't you? You set out to see just exactly how this was going to work.
Oh, yeah. No, I did.
Okay, you're warbling again. You must be in a bad, you must be in a, it must be like, I don't know.
No, it should be good now.
Yeah.
Is it good?
You know what you're doing. Okay, anyway, so.
Weird.
One thing that I noticed, though, is that, and I've seen this before because I used to work in an ice cream freezer.
Mm-hmm.
And the way we kept our core temperature at a decent level was to wear these big quilted overalls,
mm-hmm.
which you were wearing.
Yeah.
Is that part of your emergency kit? Is that something you take everywhere you go? Just in, well, if it's warranted, probably not in August, but, you know.
Right, yeah. So on that particular trip, yeah, I took my, you know, I had my heavy quilted car coveralls, right, and other gear with me that I had because I knew I was going to be outdoors anyways while I was there doing other tasks. And so keeping things in the vehicle, right, that would help you and sustain you in this case, right? You know, we talked about keeping the tailpipe clear while the car is running. Hopefully there's enough fuel to sustain that action, et cetera, and so forth. A good blanket, sleeping bag is important. Having something as simple as well as a coffee can, soup can, some type of metal canister, and tea light candles will generate a lot of heat, right, in a confined space, such as a vehicle.
Right.
So that's another option, right, that people could do. And we talk about this, and people have talked about this for eons in their kits, their vehicles, right? You know, the little heater pack, chemical hand warmer packs that are disposable, great, a good sleeping bag, blankets, gloves, whatever. All the things you would dress for outside, you would need to do inside and create kind of like a microclimate, so to speak, inside your vehicle or even your home, depending on the case, right? Unprecedented snow, wind, drifting, and temperature extremes, right? But this is nothing new. You know, some of these areas see these temperatures through the winter anyway. I think a lot of it was, you know, in those particular areas that, you know, they just survived one snowstorm that dumped 6-7 feet of snow. You know, people are used to certain areas having these kind of temperatures. Oh, it's no big deal. We'll handle this. But they have to remember the time frame of the year. It was over a holiday. Resources were limited. The temperature extremes were really different, like overnight, like within hours. You know, the temperatures are dropping, you know, 40 plus, 50 plus degrees in some places around the country. So it's all a very real thing. And I just think a basic lack of understanding or common sense, you know, could go a long way for a lot of people in these cases. You don't have to go. You know, there's always a couple days later. I mean, I get it. You know, it is a holiday. People wanted to see family, whatever the case was. Maybe people were still working. I don't know the whole, you know, details overall. Then it was tragic. But like when I went on my expedition, so to speak, when I went on mine last winter, it was about a year ago actually. Now that I knew I was going to get into trouble, like I knew going into it, I have to go a mile down a back trail that's off the beaten path. I had to go a mile back through the woods to get to the location. And there had been a lot of snow and a lot of drifting. There was 30 odd inches of snow on the ground. You know, plus with the drifting. I took my older truck, not the new vehicle for obvious reasons. Good tires, you know, all the equipment that I would have needed, and I only got so far. Now, I knew going into it, I had resources in the area, buddies with other trucks, plow trucks, things of that nature that could have gotten me out. And the first rule of all this is don't lose your head about it. It's not that bad, right? Don't panic. You know, I tried all the things when I got my first sticking point of MaxTrax boards on the truck, which are traction boards that are hard plastic with nubs and traction devices on them. You can use them as an immediate shovel if you needed to dig things out. I realized testing those that while I had two, I probably would need six of those boards, right, to do what I needed to do. And I talked to some buddies that are big off-road guys, recovery guys, and they do a lot with, teaching at like Overland Expos and things of that nature. Like, yeah, man, in those conditions, you probably would have needed at least 6 to 8 boards to get traction under X tires because the vehicle was high centered in the snow because of the way the truck sank.
Right.
So there's learning lessons here, right? Yeah, a winch would have been ideal. I got it. Not everybody's going to put a winch on their vehicles. I totally understand most things, right? A winch probably would have done me really good because I could have locked up to some trees, pulled myself through. Sometimes that's bad. You just pull yourself deeper. So there's a problem with everything, no matter what. And with that, though, right, having all the good sustainment gear. So I had food, I had water, I had, you know, insulated coveralls in the vehicle, boots, jacket, you know, gloves, everything I needed to be relatively comfortable that night. That's not my first experience being out in the cold and staying in cold weather or in the snow. I camped in the winter. I've hunted in this stuff. I've been in these situations before. This one was just chosen at this point. So, you know, I fired up a Jetboil stove in the vehicle, which is great. Puts out a lot of heat, boiled water, made my food, you know, some dehydrated stuff from Peak Refuel. I had food. I had warm. The temps on my particular night got down to about 7 degrees. Not real comfortable.
Right.
But comfortable enough, you know, comfortable enough that I could make do. It's not the worst I've been in. It's not the greatest. You know, my quote unquote rescue party was ready to come get me in the dark. And I'm like, there's no sense doing it in the nighttime. Coming back off this trail, trying to find me while they're local. They could have. I opted to say, nope, we'll just wait till the morning. This is where I'm at. You know, I've got good cell service. The truck is full of fuel. I'll be fine. So I was able to run the heat sparingly in the vehicle as well. To keep me warm if needed. So, but having the right equipment.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to add, we're about to run out of time, but I'm going to ask you which you think is the harder thing to get out of in a snowfall scenario, whether it's going to be your tires or being high centered. And in your case, with a pickup truck with that kind of clearance, you being high centered meant you were in some really serious snow. So you hold on to that if you will. Steve is the owner, operator, and chief instructor at Sentinel Concepts. He travels all over the United States. He teaches all kinds of classes: shotgun, carbine, red dot sight, you know, transitional with, you know, carbine and pistol. All of these things. He does all of these things, and he is recognized as being one of the best in the business, if not the best in the business. And for that reason, becoming a Sentinel Concepts alumnus, if you will, that's just a special kind of cool. It's a special kind of cool. You lose all the dogmas left at the door, and you get taught. And that's what makes being one of Steve's students special. So go check that out, SentinelConcepts.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At Z&H Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, Z&H Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. Z&H Precision, welcome to the Boom Squad.
USA News, I'm Dave Collins. After a fourth day of voting at the Capitol, GOP leader Kevin McCarthy has fallen short again to be the next Speaker of the House. After the vote, Ohio's Warren Davidson got up and nominated McCarthy again.
I plead with all of my Republican colleagues, let cooler, more rational heads prevail.
Kevin McCarthy of California failed to get enough votes during a fifth round of voting. The mastermind behind a nationwide college admissions cheating scheme that ensnarled top universities, business executives, and Hollywood celebrities was sentenced. William Rick Singer, aptly known as Operation Varsity Blues, gets 42 months in prison. Storms spreading across the southern U.S. are causing major damage. A possible tornado damaged several homes in Alabama's capital city of Montgomery early this morning and also flipped cars while downing power lines. This is USA News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
And welcome back. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out, AeroPrecisionUSA.com. When we left, I was speaking to Steve Fisher, the Yeti. Steve did a real experiment. He didn't go out in the backyard or anything. He drove his truck deep into the woods until it got stuck. And then you sank in and you were high-centered and you had 2 boards. You needed 8. Which is worse, being in ruts with your wheel, having your tires in something you can't spin out of, or being high-centered, or are they both equally painful to get out of?
Oh, they're both equally lousy at times. They really are. Being high centered is tough because you're riding on the front of the truck, you know, and the tires aren't getting any grip or any traction anywhere to get you off of that case. So, yeah, it's bad. You know, it's not good either way. But again, you know, telling people the story, it's like, yeah, well, you're an idiot. You went there. So the fact of the matter was, I knew going into it, I had support. I had cell service. I had a capable vehicle. I had capable kit to sustain me in that event. But that's fine.
Well, I mean, did they not understand you were doing that purposely? You weren't thinking you were going to go out there and just drive around and just go, oh, I meant to get stuck. I guess I'll go get Chick-fil-A. That's not what you were doing.
Yeah, no, not in the least bit. No, not at all. So this is the thing, like I said, you know, tragic event. And
warbling.
How about now?
I think so, yeah. I think
better?
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on today. people ultimately should have just stayed home and rode this out. Is the best case scenario, right? Stay home, ride it out. Best thing you can tell people. Don't go if you don't have to. And if you have to go, be prepared to either walk home or get to somewhere better. And in that case, that we saw here recently, that's not the best case scenario either with those temperatures and those extremes.
Right. Do you have any of those air down valves that you can put on your tires to where it'll take it down to a certain level that, you know, supposedly if you air down your tires, you get better traction in the snow? Have you ever tried that?
Right. No. I mean, I have done it before in the sand, in the one truck. I have done that, yes, and it does work very well. Most people don't have a gauge or that capability to figure out, you know, exactly the air pressures to do so or a way to repressure the tires after the fact.
I know my truck is not set up this way, but the only way to go out into this is to have a very specific setup with a truck or a vehicle. It's tall enough, high enough, strong enough. If you have to air down your tires, you've got a built-in air compressor that you air them back up. Four-wheel drive, crazy stuff. I mean, serious tires. Do you put all-terrain tires or snow tires on your truck, or do you just keep the stock ones like I do?
I have on the older rig. I have a set of all-terrain tires on that vehicle.
Right.
I normally generally run Duratrax for a lot of my replacement tires because they're a really good capable tire, mainly because I work on some remote ranges that the terrain isn't the greatest, but I like a little bit stronger tread and tire for punctures and things of that nature. The new truck is on its second set of tires already. I replaced those because most of everything I do is highway miles, right? You know, there's 78,000 miles on this truck, something to that exchange now, in a year and a half.
Yeah.
And the new tires I put on were a Michelin LTX mud and snow rated highway-ish tire. So they're not going to be great. They're going to do okay. But the other thing that I have is I have tire chains as well.
Right.
Because some of the areas I go to, chains would definitely help. So I have a set of chains for the front end of the vehicle, even though it's a four-wheel drive truck. I have a lot of weight in the back end of the truck to help with the traction and contact and surface area. So I put the chains on the front end of the truck to help me pull, the rear end of the truck instead of pushing the front end of the truck kind of thing. So there's a lot of variables in this right now. I'm still playing with those quite a bit, which I will be doing here in another month once I get into the mountain passes here after SHOT Show.
Yeah, Steve and I both got our trucks around June of 2021.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't go, I have not, I, mine has got 20,000 miles on it. So, I'm just a punk, aren't I? What are you like going and checking the mail? That's all you're doing? My profession has me close to home, Steve. So I don't get to drive as much as you do. But, on the tire part, like with me with tires, I really like a quiet ride when I'm on the road.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I've never run a serious all conditions tire before, but I would imagine they'd be sort of loud, wouldn't they?
Oh, they can get loud. Depending if you're running like a mud tire, like Nittos or, some of the other big mud terrain tires from BF Goodrich or whoever you choose, there's a lot of them out there. They get noisy and they'll get noisier as they start to cup over time and mileage, right? They'll start to kind of radius and cup a little bit and that'll make them noisier. And after a while, like everything is going to suffer, right? Your mileage, everything happens at this point. So, and that's one of the things, right? Like I go with a super capable tire, but it's going to do lousy for my highway miles. It's not going to be quiet. It's going to drive me nuts with all the humming and vibration and noise. And some of those tires are great in one environment, but they're not so good in braking in wet surfaces on pavement. Right, so there's all these factors into setting up the vehicle for what it's going to have done and what you're going to be doing with it. Like if I lived in an area like, Wyoming, Montana, somewhere in the mountains that required that, I would definitely have a much more aggressive tire on the vehicle.
Right.
Or I would ultimately have a second vehicle that is more capable, right? There's a reason why dudes buy Jeeps and spend $100,000 on them. Or certain Toyota vehicles, right? They're very good, capable vehicles, very strong vehicles. All of them are capable. It's just how much capability they add on to the vehicle to make it even more so. You could spend a lot of money.
Yeah, I'm sure. Just out of curiosity, what do you happen to know what kind of vehicle Costa drives? Because Costa is always about the apocalypse. Does he have like?
I know.
Does he have an apocalyptic truck?
He probably does, but it probably requires a step stool for him to get up into. I know years past with Chris, he's had some good, you know, jacked up vehicles and stuff because it looks cool and everything else like that. And, you know, being in where he used to live to where he lives now, I'm sure that's changed. I'm pretty sure he's still running around in the Sprinter van for most of his travel stuff. You know, he's got a four wheel drive Sprinter. That's set up pretty awesome. Those are pretty capable rigs as well. You know, big diesel Mercedes Sprinter four wheel drive truck, you know, that's all done up with all his loadout. And those are really capable rigs. They really are. But you're always going to run into a limitation at some point.
Right.
You know, it's either going to be deeper or worse, or you're going to break something. The more you push the vehicle, and vehicle maintenance is a tough one too. Like, you know, you got to make sure the fluids are good. You know, transmissions checked, four-wheel drives have been checked. Everything's good at that point, right? Because that's the lifeline for the vehicle and the drive assembly.
Right. Do you carry spare fuel when you're going around?
No, not in this truck. I don't, because I've got like the 30-some gallon tank, yeah. Right? I'm always topping it off. Well, I keep a spare 5-gallon can in the truck, you know, military-style jerry-type can. Well, I do have one that I can always top off if I need to, you know, but I usually don't carry spare fuel.
Gotcha.
I'm usually pretty cautious about keeping the vehicle topped off with fuel and planning and watching the weather and my routes.
Well, that's just because you just about drive for a living. Hang on.
Yeah.
Hang on for me right there. Last break. Talking to Steve Fisher. We've been talking about prepping for bad weather if you find yourself in a vehicle. In this next segment, though, Steve has a year coming up, and very few people have as interesting a year at any given time as Steve the Yeti Fisher. So we're just going to find out what he's got coming up and everything else. So that's coming up next. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Talking to Steve Fisher. We've been talking about trying to prep your vehicle for a for some bad weather and everything else. And before we move on from that, when you think about prepping your vehicle for some bad weather, the bottom line is you prep to think that you're going to be confined to the vehicle for a period of time and to figure out how to do it the best way. That's what you
mm-hmm.
Okay.
Correct.
So, one of the things Mr. Fisher does, it is a very enviable position for anybody to have, really, in the gun industry, is he is in product development, which means a bunch of guys that build guns for a living want his input on a gun. Now, I know who you had last year. Who are you working with this year that we can talk about?
Still currently working with the same crews right now. Nothing really has changed from my primary sponsors. Still doing a lot with Sons of Liberty Gun Works, going on year two with those guys. Agency Arms, Nighthawk, still doing some stuff with Vortex Optics. Kind of the usual hands in a lot of places. There's some things that I do on the side for consulting and development that, we just don't get into the nitty gritty of who most of the clients are because that's not what the role is. It's not a, hey, I'm doing this with this person, right? It's more like come in, give them feedback, give them inputs, either shoot products, play with products they develop from optics to accessories to the actual guns themselves. Give them feedback, time, energy on those, then get, revision two, revision three, keep kind of repeating the same processes there. And that's a variable across the industry for me as a whole. So it's kind of two separate work entities, there's the one side of the house and then there's the consulting development side of the house as well.
Well, I mean, the interesting thing though for me is that, especially for you, because with you, you have a set of criteria a gun needs to meet in order for this to be a gun you carry. You like dependability.
Mm-hmm.
You really like dependability. I think but the interesting thing is you're so accurate, especially with the handguns, and you shoot such a variety of them. I kind of think that probably has more to do with you than the guns you pick, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
How much more, especially with today's modern firearm, how much more today, like with agency arms has gotten out there and turned the concept of a polymer striker-fired gun into something that anybody can run, although it is heavily, heavily modified to get to that point. And does that help more with accuracy? Because we're talking about Glocks in most cases, so they're pretty dependable to begin with.
Mm-hmm. Correct. What you start looking at really is the heart of the gun, right? And that's barrel fit. That's not like you're taking, you know, everybody tries to take a Glock and turn it into a 1911 or a 2011 or whatever they're called this week, and a double stack with that gun. Because those are some of the most inherently accurate pistols because of their fitment and their tolerances and all those things that go into the gun. So you're trying to take, you know, a factory gun, match barrels to it for that tolerance for fitment. So the barrel stays tight, you know, the barrel lockup's good at it, not only at the muzzle, but at the locking block and at the ejection port. And all these things matter, right? All those fitment things matter. A lot of people just go, well, it's got to be the trigger. The trigger is a small part of the equation, right? While that helps things along, it's not the ultimate answer. And you can only take a gun so far with mechanical accuracy of a gun versus putting in the influence of the human factor. And then the factor of the ammunition combining all three of those, right? You may have a gun that's capable of, call it 2 inches at 100 yards. Is the ammo capable of that? And is the shooter capable of that, right? So even though you may have a gun that's good for two and a half inches at 50 yards, you've got ammo that's capable of that. And then you have a shooter that's only capable of 6 inches at that distance. Right, so... You know, trying to eke every little bit of performance out of something matters. But ultimately, it still comes back to the individual holding the gun and firing the gun.
Hmm. So now, one thing that you do, you also work with Joe Chambers.
Mm-hmm.
You have a couple of, your signature gun is called the YC. And now, but Joe's guns, they are quite the massage animal when they come out, and it takes a minute to get to that point, right?
There's probably 100 hours into some of those pistols.
Yeah. So, I mean, when you're looking at some of these handguns, like, for example, you're still working with Nighthawk, yeah, with Mark and Mark and all them. Now, where they probably do X amount of guns in 100 hours, but there's actually a gun for everybody out there now, isn't there? And you probably you are in the range of the entire gamut of all that stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a gun out there. I've probably shot it and used it at some point. You know, regardless, I mean, from high points and wheel guns all the way up to, you know, most of today's modern custom guns. So I've shot them, I've played with them, I've used them, I've seen them with students. Yeah, absolutely. It's a gun for everyone.
I have no experience at all with Sons of Liberty, though. I've heard about them.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me what makes them what they are.
Great company. I really like their work ethic and their models that they use for things. I like their tolerances, the way they spec parts for certain things. And it's just the pride that goes into the gun, and they want to make sure they're putting out the best product possible and the best parts possible on these guns. You know, a lot of makers will just slap some things together. There's others that spec them to their tolerances, which makes a big difference, right? In fitment of the gun, accuracy of the gun. I own a lot of carbines over the years from a lot of manufacturers, some that are the most amazing companies in the world and others that aren't so great. But when I looked at them, you know, the big thing that really drove me into them was the way they take the pride in the building of the guns and the gunsmith there and the guys, the armorers that are building the guns. And it's just amazing to get in that back room shop and watch them build those guns and the pride they take in doing this.
Hmm. Those, you know. I'm going to have to look into trying to find one of those somewhere and give it a spin.
Mm-hmm. They are nice.
The thing about the AR is that the AR-15 is a, You know, nowadays the AR-15, I think it is a better weapon, and it has evolved beyond mil-spec. I mean, you can get beyond mil-spec now for a relatively inexpensive price compared to years ago, can't you?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. And the thing with mil-spec is it just meets a certain specification. It's not the specification. There are guns that are way better that have surpassed mil-spec, you know, requirements. You know, anything, you know, generally through those supply chains, it's a lot of lowest bidder in certain cases, right? You know, anything with the government in those cases. But, you know, having guns that are above those tolerances that will run dirty, that will run dry, that will run clean, run wet, but still maintain certain levels of accuracy is a big one. And that's the thing for me as well, right? Like the gun's got to be accurate. It's got to shoot. And that's one of the things that I really dig.
Right. I'm going to have to find out when you're going to be doing a carbine class near me before time runs out. Although, I'll tell you this. Now, have you ever seen National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation?
Oh, yeah.
Now, you remember the guy that plays Uncle Lewis?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I felt really, really good about myself after I found this out. When they filmed National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation, William Hickey, who played Uncle Lewis, was the same age as I am right now. I look pretty good.
Not bad for being old.
Not bad for being old. So I figure I've still got some more stuff in the tank. Maybe enough time to get into a Sentinel Concepts carbine class. Maybe a carbine pistol class.
There you go.
Who can tell? Who can tell? Listen, thanks for taking the time to join me today. SentinelConcepts.com. Find out where Steve is. Find out where he's going. Go get into one of his classes. You will not regret that. You're going to learn about things that you have never considered when it comes to shooting a gun. It is well worth your time, your travel, your expense, and you'll love it. It's a lot of fun. Like I said, as always, thank you for joining me today, sir.
Thank you.
Keep the shiny side up, and I will be in touch later. We got hour number 3 inbound. This is Lock and Load. At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.